You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Author Scott Morrison has put out a new book this week. Not this week. He's put out a new book examining the dark history of Ata, an island in Tonga. In 1863, some group of sailors and whalers, some of them New Zealanders, arrived at the island and kidnapped half of its inhabitants. Then some 150 of Ata'an were then sold into slavery, while the rest of the island were eventually forced to abandon their home for the mainland. Producer Max Smith spoke to Scott about the significance of these events and began by asking him what led him to uncover them.
Irirangi Po, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
I'm on a field trip to Awa Island, which is an island that's about the size of Waiheke, and it's a hilly island, and it's remote by Tongan standards, and thinly populated, and bushy. And we spent a week or so on the island collecting stories and learning about history, and there was a young woman who approached me, and she had heard that we were on her island making these inquiries. And she said, "Do you know about the story of Ata Island?" She said, "My parents won't talk to me about it, but I know that I'm connected in some way to this island. And I've been teased, and I've been the subject of lokovi, or bad gossip, because I come from this island, because I have ancestors from this island. I've been told I'm not really Tongan, I come from a rock in the sea. I've been told that my ancestors sold their women to slavers." All sorts of stories. And she said, "You know, it would just be great to learn more about the story of Ata." And I was really intrigued, and I began to ask around the island, and I got some pretty tall stories. I was told that Atans had six fingers and six toes. I was told that they were living in all different places. But once I'd sort of gleaned the outlines of the basic story, I'd learned that Ata was a small island in the really wild sea between New Zealand and Tonga, and that Tongans had colonized this island. And despite its tiny size, it's less than 1.5 square kilometers, and it's exceptionally rugged terrain. The cliffs are almost vertical, and the only place where cultivations can be made and dwellings can be built is on a plateau at the top of the cliffs. Despite all of these obstacles, people had established a thriving society there.
So it was completely by chance that you kind of stumbled upon this island. I mean, it wasn't because you read about anything. It was actually by word of mouth.
Yes, and that's very much the way that one learns about history in Tonga. There's a different way of doing history. You don't... Tonga is not a particularly literary sort of society, or if it is, it's very much oral literature that predominates. It's an intensely social culture, and it's an intensely verbal culture. It's not a society where one goes and sits under a tree and reads a book. One would be considered very eccentric and perhaps insane if one did that. So you learn about things from word of mouth, and that's how I learnt about Ata.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's a pretty dark piece of our history, or what we had to do with it. I mean, how much of a place in kind of the slave trade during that time do you think New Zealand had?
I think New Zealand played a really significant role in what was a huge slave trade, which went on for decades in the 19th century, probably reached its peak in the 1870s, but was still going on in the 1880s and was beginning in the 1860s. At least 60,000 labourers were brought to the sugar fields, especially of Queensland and New South Wales, from Melanesia mostly. There were considerable numbers of many thousands of labourers brought to Fiji, to New Caledonia, to work in plantations.
Do you think there's recognition kind of owed to some of these actions? What would you like to see from New Zealanders?
Well, ultimately it would be up to if one were talking about a memorial to the raid on Ata, it would be up to the descendants of the survivors of the raid on Ata to decide what form that memorial took. And I should mention that these descendants are thriving and doing really well on Awa Island, where they have a village and have dispersed around the world, and there's a thriving art and population in Auckland. But I certainly think that it would be appropriate to memorialise the Radon Arta, the Ni Vanuatu who were brought to New Zealand, and also to rethink, perhaps to use these events to rethink New Zealand's place in the Pacific, to recognise that we've had a long association with the Pacific, and some, the tropical Pacific, and sometimes a very dark association, and to perhaps to realise that we have to be very careful how we treat migrant labourers from the Pacific and New Zealand today, because there are thousands and thousands of Pacific Islanders coming to New Zealand under the recognised seasonal employment scheme and working here in vineyards, other types of orchard, and, you know, picking potatoes, doing these kind of jobs, being paid a little below the minimum wage, being denied access to our public health care system without health insurance, and being sort of subjected to some quite onerous sort of strictures in their contracts. And it would just be really good to be conscious, I think, of the fact that migrant labourers from the Pacific were treated pretty terribly in New Zealand in the 19th century. I don't, you know, it would be a tragedy if history were repeated. Certainly, yeah, there have already been some sad cases with the RSE scheme of exploitation and abuse. I hope that history doesn't repeat.
Yeah, and I mean, these events do have lasting effects. So often, it's not even a choice of repeating, you know, but recognizing, I guess, that these, you know, communities continue to be impacted by events of the past.
Oh, absolutely, and the effects on the descendants of the Radon Arta have been considerable. This is some psychic damage. The sense that being from Arta was mere whakama or a shameful thing. There was this pervasive belief that there was something a little bit shameful about coming from the island.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.